This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Ron Yerman, sitting in for Michael Byers. As scientists and observers prepare to get the best spot for the eclipse, students in the Northland are already in a prime location. It'll be the fourth day of School for Liberty in North Kansas City. KCUR's Catherine Wheeler has more on what schools in the path of the totality are planning to do on Monday.
Michelle Beffa and Jessica Nolan are opening up the boxes of 22,000 pairs of solar eclipse glasses they ordered back in May. Beffa is a science teacher at Newmark Middle School, and Nolan is the science coordinator for the North Kansas City School District. Right now, Nolan says these glasses are pretty hard to see out of.
When you put them on inside, the really neat thing is you can't see anything.
Yeah.
It's just completely black. And that was something I didn't expect since I'd never put on a pair of total solar eclipse glasses.
But during the eclipse, the students and staff at North Kansas City Schools will be able to safely look at the sun. Beffa and Nolan have been preparing for the eclipse since last fall. Every school in the district is participating. They have sorting activities with UV beads for kindergartners and weather stations for high schoolers.
Then there's also nature print, where you can actually take a shadow, put something from nature on it, and then you can see the shadow as it is, but also capture what the shadows look like during the eclipse.
Nolan says this much planning has taken a lot of work.
So we've really pulled in help from all over the district and thought about different things, such as this is going to be happening during kids' lunchtimes. So what are we going to do? And so we decided every student's going to get a sack lunch that day so that they're not having to go into the cafeteria and sit down with their trays.
Beffa says even the snacks are eclipse themed.
And I can tell you that some schools are going to end it with sundaes and moon pies. So, yes, and you can have sun chips, and you can have Capri Suns, and yes, it's been a lot of planning that has gone on for this.
Sounds like fun, right? That's kind of the point. North Kansas City wants kids to come to school on the day of the eclipse.
We really wanted to make it be an experience that students didn't want to miss so that they could stay home and watch it with their parents. We wanted them to not want to miss and come to school and experience it with all of their friends and classmates and teachers.
North Kansas City schools won't be the only ones having fun. Liberty schools are also making plans for the solar eclipse.
We have this huge quad back here. So we can set up outside for the day.
That's Britton Wilson, a chemistry and biology teacher at Liberty North. This big open space, perfect for science experiments. Her chemistry classes will be doing the Herschel experiment, in which they'll be using thermometers and a glass prism to measure the temperature of different colors of light.
Once they're set up outside, it should be a band of about 6 inches wide so we can separate out the thermometers. And then over the course of the day, we'll see how does temperature change as the sun is blacked out.
Wilson's also planning some cross-curricular activities.
I have a couple of things, historic readings. I've got some poems from eclipses that happened in China in like 2000 BC. And we have different tales from the Canterbury Tales has one about an eclipse and a high tide that happened because of it.
Fellow chemistry teacher Mary Coogan is the science department chair at Liberty North. She started planning for the eclipse last year and says her school is the perfect place to view it.
We planned for the whole school to go out on the football field, yeah. So we have a new stadium and bleachers, and I think it'll work out great.
But some schools in the path of totality won't be open Monday. Anticipating big crowds, St. Joseph's schools will be closed. Other districts are planning their own eclipse activities, but aren't lucky enough to have a front row seat to the action. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Catherine Wheeler.